Right?
He's
6'5".
Did you
with
touch
a 6'8" wingspan?
Did you touch
that
the ceiling?
That means he's approximately
big,
tall,
20 inches from the ceiling.
No.
So that's amazing
feat. More
than
that. No.
For a guy that's 38 years old.
Go ahead. You couldn't touch it. Matt Ryan couldn't touch it. Oh. The old man touched it. So, anyways, let's do this. I got a massage.
And, you know, we talked about this earlier in the week, but Sunday, I mean, is it starting to really hit you that Sunday is almost here?
Yeah, it's been. I know you guys probably think I was just talking, but, I'm looking forward to it, honestly, to tell you the truth. I can't wait to go out there and play a game, kind of get it over with, you know, because I got 40 people coming to town. I got my high school football and basketball coaches coming. I got all my family coming. So I know it's going to be a little emotional. I'm just so happy that I was able to have this opportunity just to be in the NFL for all these years, and I'm looking forward to going out there and hopefully finishing on the right note.
One thing Smitty just said was that came in after the long flight, and you were the first guy in the weight room in the morning. It's like you said earlier, nothing's going to change for you, huh?
No, nothing changes. Why would I change it at this point? It's worked for me so far, and we had one game left, so. And like I said, I'm a creature of habit. I have that routine for a reason, so I don't have to think about it. I can just follow it, and it works. So, you know, I'm gonna stick to it till the end. Like I got my catches during practice today. I'm gonna go get my massage right now. I mean, I'm gonna do my normal routine as much as I possibly can. Obviously, there's a little bit more distraction this week being the last game, but I'm gonna try and keep it simple. You know, and just follow that routine, and hopefully, it'll work out for me on Sunday.
Tony, 17 years in the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you first got in, I mean, did you have kind of an expectation of, well, if I play this many years, that's good enough, I can get out?
Nah. I mean, I never ever thought that far ahead because I figured, what's the use in that? I mean, I got to take care of it now. And when I first got in there, I played with guys like Derek Thomas and Marcus Allen and Andre Rison and Elvis Gerbeck, all those good players, Will Shields. I was just trying to do the best I can to help out that team. So I wasn't thinking too far ahead. And then once I got going, I set my goals at the beginning of the season every year, but I never, ever looked further down the line because this is football. I mean, the reality of this game is that, you know, that not for long. You know, you never know when it can come to an end. And that's always been my approach. That's why I've never, ever said I've arrived with my accomplishments. I've never, ever said, you know, that's good enough for me. You know, or I've caught enough balls to last a lifetime. I always want to keep working and keep working in case this is it, in case this is my last one. And now coming to my last one, I'm glad I've done it that way. It worked out, and hopefully I'll carry those habits on into my next career, whatever that is.
Pride, can you talk about your 5 years here with the Falcons and reflect on that, the trade, and coming here and fitting in and, you know, helping them become a contender?
It's been unbelievable. You know, when I got traded, I think we won 2 games that year, and Kansas City was kind of rebuilding. You know, I had a great time out there. There's no doubt about that. But coming here, just to see the way they did things around here, and just the environment, the players, how they wanted to go to work, guys like Roddy, guys like Matt, Abraham back then. I mean, it's contagious. And you see why they're able to do what they do around here, why the winning came when Smitty got here and Thomas Dimitrov got here. So, I thank Thomas for obviously executing that trade, but the fans have been great. The city of Atlanta, this is more than I ever thought it would be. I stayed here a lot longer than I ever thought I was going to, and I think that had a lot to do with the guys on this team and the way they did things around here, the winning. I mean, it's like I said, it's far more than I ever, ever thought I was going to be able to do when I got to Atlanta, and I'm so thankful for having that opportunity.
Pride in going out on your terms and kind of being able to dictate this and knowing you can still play but choosing to walk away.
I don't know if I have pride. I mean, I'm satisfied with it. And like I said, I mean, it's always been about that routine with me. But being able to go out on your own terms, that's a luxury. I mean, most guys don't get to have that opportunity. So I'm thankful for that. And like you said, I mean, I know I could come back and play a couple more years if I wanted to, but it's time for me to go. It's time for me to get back to my family, get back to California, where I'm from, and explore that next chapter of my life. And I'm going to have fun with it. I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that whatever I do, I'm going to be passionate about it. And I'm going to throw myself into it like I've done with football. Something's going to take that place.
So no truth to Roddy stating yesterday you'd be back.
No, Roddy doesn't know what he's talking about. Like I said, tell him to pay me my money and then he can talk.
So do you plan on filing papers then for sure? And or if somebody came to you midway through the season next year and said, I want you for the playoff run?
No, I'd have to cross that bridge when I get to it. But right now I don't have any plans of you. I know for sure I will not be there opening day for anybody. I mean, this is this is it. And like I said, don't anybody ever feel bad for me. The things I've accomplished in my career are more than anybody ever deserves. And it's just been, like I said, it's been a great ride here in Kansas City. The things that football has given to me, the places I've been able to go because of football, the platform it's given me with the causes that have been close to my heart, like Shadow Buddies. I mean, it's been a dream come true for me. And I'm living proof that if you follow it and you work hard, good things will happen. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just happy that I was able to have that opportunity.
I talked to Levine yesterday, and he said that you're the kind of guy that he can call, even when you're done, to get advice, and he's looking forward to that. Tell me a little bit about the relationship you have with him and the future tight end here.
Well, Levine is, first of all, he's a really smart guy, and it's a hard time for me, hard for me to say that because he went to Stanford and I went to Berkeley. But I think his future is bright here. And yeah, he could definitely call me anytime he wants. And that's the thing I'm talking about with football. I mean, the relationships that the sport gives you, the closeness that you because you go through a lot. It's an emotional roller coaster. It's a physical roller coaster. And when you go through it with somebody, you know they're your friend. And I think Levine is going to be a very good one if he keeps working like he does. And I think he will. I have no doubt. And you keep listening to Coach Selfo, he's another one. Who's a great coach who taught me more after I got here. After 12 years in the league, I learned a lot more from a coach like him. And Levine's going to be he'll be a big part of this offense for a long time.